It's 8:31. As we've been reporting, the president's plans for reducing the federal deficit include a 5-year non-security freeze on discretionary spending. He made that announcement in the State of the Union address, and that news comes as the Office of Management and Budget prepares to release a 2012 budget just a few weeks from now. They're doing that even though Congress hasn't passed permanent spending for the year. Bob Cusack is managing editor of The Hill and joins us now live to discuss how Congress might deal with all of this budget work. Bob, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, it's going to be interesting now to see where the specifics are. We didn't hear a lot of specifics last night, especially from Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. You know, we have major differences here. When Obama says he wants a 5-year freeze and you have Republicans saying in the House that they want to go back to fiscal year 2008 spending levels or less. Some want to even go back to 2006. Those are major cuts that would have to take place, whether it's EPA or the IRS, the FBI. They would basically have to take roughly in the range of 20% cut. So getting those cuts, when they get specific, it's going to be very difficult for House Republicans to do it. But if you're going to do it, you're going to do it now, because there is this appetite for reducing the deficit, and Republicans believe that they've got a real shot to make a dent in the deficit.
Now, the president last night mentioned he took about 3 or 4 sentences, maybe 5 sentences, and he devoted those to the entitlement programs, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and at least paid lip service to the fact that they have to be looked at in some manner in order to really get fiscal control of the government. Is that likely to come up in this session, do you think?
Yeah, certainly the discussion is, because if you look at the overall budget, the problem that the nation faces is in entitlement spending. And actually, Medicare is in rougher shape than Social Security, but both parties are actually talking more about Social Security, because even though it used to be called, and it's still called sometimes the third rail politics, it's easier in some ways because you can deal with, as far as raising the retirement age and Social Security, that actually has some bipartisan support, not for the recipients right now, but for down the road, 2 decades. I think there is going to be a lot of talk about Social Security. Steny Hoyer from Maryland has talked about possibly making some changes to Social Security. Now, obviously, they're not going to see eye to eye in all this, but I think there's a possibility for compromise. Medicare is a lot more difficult, as well as Medicaid, because you just had the health care reform bill. That gets wrapped up in that partisan dispute over whether to repeal it or not. But I think there is going to be a lot of talk about Social Security, and Republicans are hopeful that Budget Committee Paul Ryan makes some significant reductions in the Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security budget, because, as they say, you know, we're on an unsustainable path.
Well, talk is cheap, and actually making this happen is hard, really hard. Historically speaking, we've heard these sorts of things before, maybe not quite this extreme, but we've heard it before.
Yeah.
And here we are. So what are the odds? I mean, let's play Vegas odds maker here. What are the odds this is going to come through?
Well, I think that it's going to be different this year, because you had the President of the United States, a Democrat, talk about all the overlap in government, and really, if you close your eyes, it could have been Republicans saying, "Well, you know, government has all these different. This department has these responsibilities, and then you look at another department, and they've got these responsibilities, and they overlap." So, as far as you know, we're looking at the best as far as spending advocates are going to get is this freeze. So we're going to go either from a freeze or it's going to be cuts. It's going to be somewhere in between. They're going to have to reach a deal. We have this continuing resolution that funds the government that expires on March 4th. We have the whole budget battle for the new fiscal year coming up. We've got the raising the nation's debt ceiling, which is going to, I think it's going to happen. I don't think there's going to be any kind of government shutdown. But in order for House Republicans to vote for it, and the onus is on the majority party in both chambers, and certainly in the House it'll be on Republicans, is that they're going to have to get some major concessions from the Obama administration before they take that politically tough vote of raising the nation's debt limit. So I do think there's going to be some significant cuts, but how significant remains to be seen.
And, of course, even that third rail is something you have to deal with when the subway stops and falls off the tracks, which I think is where everyone thinks we're headed.
But yeah.
Looking at some of the spending proposals the president outlined, I mean, he did talk about spending as well as cutting for infrastructure and for job creation types of investments. So that seems like he's setting up another area of battle. While they're fighting over the cuts, they're also going to be fighting over the increases.
Yeah, no, there's definitely going to be some new initiatives that he wants, and some that he's mentioned before, but he wants to expand on them. One of them is high-speed rail. That Democrats, Joe Biden obviously took the train when he was in the Senate from Delaware down to Washington, still takes the train. So the administration believes it is vital that the nation invests in transportation infrastructure like high-speed rail. Republicans do not like that idea. They've called that a boondoggle. Proponents of this say, you know, we're looking at gas prices that could go to $5 a gallon, maybe even higher. And people who commute long distances, they're not going to be able to afford going to where they work. And so you need to have infrastructure. It's very interesting to see the president mention China and of how basically his message is, while the State of the Union is strong, we are falling behind other countries, and specifically China, on major issues such as infrastructure. And that is going to be a major, major battle between the president and Republicans in Congress.
We're talking with Bob Cusack. He's the managing editor of The Hill. And another question for you about the sense of urgency that may be here. The current continuing resolution is going to expire March 4th. That's a lot closer than it feels right now. Does that give this more of a sense of urgency, or does it even matter?
Definitely. I mean, we're already in toward the end of January. House Republicans yesterday said they are going to bring a spending measure before, you know, not right the week before, but a couple weeks before the March 4th deadline, and to hopefully iron out a deal. And deals don't usually get done, and unless there's a deadline. Now, could that deadline be pushed back a week or two as they reach an agreement? Yes, definitely. But you see this White House, they've changed politically. They have Bill Daley as the new chief of staff. You have Bruce Reed as Vice President Biden's chief of staff. Those are both centrist, middle-of-the-road figures who are going to be leading this White House, a very different White House that certainly lurched to the left and did some big government spending, some of which certainly was not popular, and that's why we saw the midterm election results. But I do think that this was a very workmanlike speech. It wasn't a soaring rhetoric speech. It was something that we can get things done. But the thing is, they have to get them done this year, because once the presidential politics kick in, I think after Labor Day this year, well, and certainly early next year, not much is going to get done. But I think there's a real opportunity, whether it's education, energy, trade, they could get a fair amount done this year.
Bob Cusack is The Hill's managing editor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you can find a link to more information and background, as well as to this interview, at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.
8:38, just ahead on Federal News Radio, a new surveillance aircraft is not ready for deployment, according to the Air Force. That's in your DOD report, and that's next on the Federal Drive with Tom Timm and Amy Morris. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.